This says, I smoke and really want to quit. How can I get self-control in this area and conquer my addiction?
Okay, well, the first thing that comes to mind is you have to be willing to suffer for a little while. Mm. And we'd rather do anything than suffer.
No, you're right.
Now, my husband and I both smoked for a long time, and Dave prayed about it. God gave him grace and he quit. Well, it wasn't that way with me.
That had to be kind of frustrating.
Yeah. It's
you're happy for him, but
I had a really difficult time with it. But I have learned that to get free from something, you are going to have to let your flesh be uncomfortable for a certain period of time. And if I remember back, you know, the first week was the hardest, but then it starts to get a little bit easier and a little bit easier. And the Bible actually says in 1 Peter that if you're willing to suffer in the flesh, you'll be completely finished with intentional sin. Mm. That doesn't mean that we'll never mess up and make mistakes, but I mean, you have to smoke with intention. It's not just, oops, I smoked a cigarette. You know, you have to plan it and
it takes a little
and
effort.
Do it. And so I highly recommend just saying, you know, this is going to be uncomfortable for a few days. Don't replace it with eating. You're going to be sorry if you do that. You know, just one day at a time. You know, just, I can do this for 1 hour. I can do this for one day. And then even like a month or two afterwards, because it's such a habit, after I had quit, I would notice if I got angry, the first thing I'd want would be a cigarette or, you know. So you have to just don't keep anything around where you can get to it.
Yeah.
And nicotine is not so hard to resist. It's the habit. It's really doing something with your hands. Knowing those triggers. And so all I know is you can do it. My dad smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day his whole life, and he was not a believer, so he started coughing all the time. And he quit. Cold turkey quit. And I asked him, I said, I'm really surprised you were able to quit. And he said, well, it was either that or die.
Wow.
And so I think sometimes if you just think about what you're doing to yourself, it helps too.
And those principles apply to all self-discipline areas.
And I understand it.
Oh,
you know,
it's hard stuff.
Yeah, maybe one of the reasons why God didn't deliver me instantly was because he wanted me to understand, not to just give flippant answers to people that are struggling. So, you know, for anybody struggling in any area, you know, whether it's appetite or whatever it is, if we don't struggle with something, we just think, well, just don't do it. But that's a little more difficult if you're the one with the problem. But I do know this, God will help you, and you can do it, but you probably won't do it without some discomfort.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching. To get more from Joyce, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.